Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and good evening, everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on this lovely sunny Sunday afternoon here in the UK. Well, we are waiting for my guest to come on. I know that she's dashing back to her home from her studio because we were just a few hours ago on radio with my guest, and that's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. So she will be joining us in just a few minutes, maybe in about 15 minutes or so. So let me get on with today's show until Elizabeth comes in. This is the last show of me being here in the UK for 2 weeks, because as you all know by now, on Wednesday I will be arriving in the USA myself, coming out to do 2 weeks worth of work, some demonstrations, some private readings, some private parties, some teaching courses. Been doing lots. We'll be doing lots whilst I'm there out in the USA. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing time. If you want more information where I'm going to be, the first part of the tour, I'm going to be around the New England area, which is Hampshire, Long Beach, around the Boston area. Then send an email, and that email address you need to send to is mikedavistour@aol.com. That's Davis spelt with an E, so it's mikedavistour@aol.com. Or if you want to get in touch for the second part of the tour, which is to West Palm Beach in Florida, down at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, then you need to send an email as soon as you possibly can to media@sailorspiritual.com. Simple as that. Send an email as soon as you can to either of those, which is mikedavismediumtour@aol.com or media@sailorspiritualist.com. I got myself thinking there now. So yeah, send an email there and you'll find out all the information where I'm going to be, how you can obtain tickets, how you can just, some of the events will be paying the door. I know it will be cheaper if you book in advance, so it's only a week. It's a week, well, not even a week, guys. I'll be there on Wednesday. So, you know, I'm flying out early hours Wednesday morning here of the UK time. So actually, I'll be flying out, if you're looking on Eastern time, I'll be leaving 1 a.m. in the morning to arrive with you guys to do this wonderful work. Really looking forward to it. So come and join me. Make sure you come and say hi, because that's one thing I do enjoy, particularly when I'm on tour, is for people to come and say hi. You know, fetch your cell phones, fetch your cameras, come and take some pictures with myself and yourself together. They call selfies these days. People like selfies. So come and have some pictures taken with me. I'll be more than happy to do that with you. But as I said, come and say hi. Now, as I said, that we are expecting our guest on in a little while. I do understand, because she's dashing back from her studio, and that's the studio from the Bridge Radio. I've already done my last UK church service, which was Friday. That was at the Caerphilly Town Centre, which was an absolutely amazing service. So looking forward now to today. It's like the last show, the wind down, ready for the big 2 weeks ahead. So I'm going to be enjoying that. So I know we got a few people in the chat room. I know we got Anne and Richard in the chat room and a few guests there. Hi to Anne and Richard. I know that they're on a lovely holiday at the moment. They are in France. And I hope you fetch me some onions back, even though I don't like onions, because that's what they have in France. I don't know frog's legs. Please don't fetch me frog's legs. I don't like them either. But, you know, I hope you guys enjoy your little trip there. I really do. So Okay, let's get on with today's show until Elizabeth comes in. I'm going to play you a few songs here to start off with. I know we've got lots of people online waiting for me to pick up your calls. I will pick up your calls, and we will go into, maybe we'll go into some readings before Elizabeth comes on. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But let me just play this day for you guys and say, sit back and enjoy.
My friends, have you figured out? Yeah, there's so much inside of you. You try hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. And these cracks sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Why lies living in the shade? You're going hard like the spirit say.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Let me just, before I go into readings, let me just say there to everyone that's listening there in America, I hope you've had an absolutely fantastic Independence Day, which was Friday, and I hope that you're all still out partying today. But, you know, settle yourselves down ready for when I come over. Because I don't do too much partying, even though that it's on the cards, a little bit of partying. Send that email, mikedavistour@aol.com or media@sailorspiritual.com, and then you'll find out exactly of where I'm going to be. So, whilst we're waiting for Elizabeth to dash back home to her studios, I'm going to go to the phone lines and I'm going to take some callers, and let's go to where you called 310 and say, hi, 310, are you there with us?
Hello, Mike, how are you?
I recognize this voice. It's Vince, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Vince, let me just hold on there 1 second because I know that my guest has just come on there. Vince, let me just pop you back on hold and I'll come back to you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Vince. Let me just go over to my here and do this. And hopefully, within the power of magic of Skype, that we will have my very friend online there with us. You never know. Let's just, okay. Hi, Elizabeth, are you there with us? Elizabeth?
Hello, can you hear me?
Now we can. How are you doing there?
Oh, I'm fine. Sorry, my connection is only just coming up now. It's a little bit slow.
Well, you know, that's okay, Elizabeth. I've been explaining to everyone that you are dashing back home from the studio there from the Bridge Radio to come on to Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, I was just about to start taking callers and we took the first name. So, Elizabeth, should we just do this first reading because I have already brought him in?
Yes, you carry on, Mike. And I've just, like you say, I've just literally got back from the Spiritual Calling Show. And so lovely that you've got a caller to do reading for. So you carry on. I'll be here listening in. And then we'll take it from there.
Perfect. Okay, well, we'll welcome there, Vince. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just still looking for work, and that's why I called about. There's two possibilities coming up. I was supposed to hear from them last week. One job I want more than the other because of the pay, and they're very well known and everything. I think there was a delay. That's why I haven't heard from them. So I'm wondering if you see me getting either of these jobs.
Vince, let me just stop you there now, okay? Because as you know, it's our job to work with you, okay, and give you the information, not for you to give us the information, Vince, okay?
Okay.
Vince, let me start off by talking to you of someone I have here with me from the spirit world that wants to connect around your vibration. And this would be of a lady that comes closer to me. She makes me aware that she's on mum's side of the family, okay? I believe when this lady passed that she certainly was a kind of lady that didn't really want to leave this life. She fought for every last ounce of breath that she had before she passed home to the world of spirit there. I know that she comes through on this very much of a loving vibration, as if I need to be like mother or grandmother. I feel more motherly with this lady, Vince. So do you understand your mother for me, please? It's in the spirit world.
Probably my grandmother.
Your grandmother. That's okay. Bless her heart, because I know that she's come closer to us, Vince, okay? And I'm asking her the same question that you said about the job.
Right.
And what she's right in saying it to you, that one of them would be dealing with some kind of paper. Either you would be like dealing with some kind of paperwork, or you would.
One of the jobs I was asking about is it was an interview about a week and a half ago, and it's a company that they deal with paper. They it's a warehouse. They make paper, but this one is not a manufacturer. It's a warehouse that they ship paper boxes and cardboard and all and writing paper and all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
because
I know that I want to deal with paper here, Vince, as I'm talking here to you, okay? And I do believe that I feel quite content as I'm talking about this to you. I feel quite happy as I'm talking about this, because I know that I want to say that to you that there's like a some kind of happy time there that comes around with this paper kind of business that comes along. And I do believe I want to say that to you, when it comes along, I believe that this is going to be there for a little while with you, Vince, okay? So enjoy it for a little while. Allow it to come around your vibration. Allow it to be there with you, okay? Enjoy it while it lasts, okay? And I don't mean it's going to last for like a week or two or three. I believe it's going to be a little bit longer than that, okay? But as it comes around your vibration, enjoy it, because I feel that it's going to give you like the confidence, if you like, to bring your levels back to where it needs to be, because I know that you've been feeling quite down of late, been feeling quite upset of late there, Vince. I know as your grandmother comes in, she just wants to uplift the vibration. So in itself, Vince, that's lovely, isn't it, that your grandmother has done just that there for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
absolutely perfect. Vince, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much there for calling in there, Vince.
Okay. Could I ask one more quick one?
You can.
On the 15th, I have a court date of fighting a traffic ticket. I'm wondering if you see me winning it.
Okay. You know, Vince, I have to be honest here with you, okay? I don't feel that you're going to win, but I feel it's going to be, like, a little bit more lenient there. Okay, so do you understand why I would say that to you? So it's a bit of a... Okay, see, I don't know whether it's like a... See, I'm seeing as if I'm either going through, like, a light that I shouldn't have gone through, or, you know, my mind wasn't really with it at the time of when
that...
Okay, see, that's fine. See, so I know it's more to the point of, you know, they'll be a little bit more lenient there with you, but, you know, you're kind of not going to win hands down, okay? It's something that can't be denied, but, you know, you put your opinion across, you put your point across, Vince, and I'm sure that things will come right there for you.
Okay, thanks.
Bless your heart, Vince. Remember, take a copy of that in the archives of Max World FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. Are you coming to Los Angeles?
You know, that's one part, Vince, I'm not coming to, unfortunately. But, you know, and I say this within the word but. Remember, if you send an email, Vince, to mikedavistour@aol.com, and June will reply to you, but let June know where you are. And maybe next year, Vince, or even later on this year, that if there's enough people in Los Angeles that wants me to go there, then I will go there. But send an email to June and let her know where you are and where you would like to see me work. And that goes for everyone that's listening and that's
okay.
Waiting on the lines there. Send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com and then maybe next year or the end of this year that we could tour in a place near you. So, Vince,
thank you very much
for calling in this year.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go to my great friend and my fellow co-worker and a lady that's no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. That's our very own Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hiya, Mike.
Well, Elizabeth, I can imagine that you've now just about caught your breath back. Is that right?
Yeah, it does take me a little while to get back home from the studio, getting on for the best part of an hour, really. So I've had a bit of a mad dash, but I'm here now.
You know, and that's the main thing, Elizabeth, isn't it? Because, you know, I know I was on your show a little earlier on today doing the psychic development as we have been doing for the past, it's over 2 years now, Elizabeth, isn't it?
It's a regular feature of the Spiritual Calling Show that you come on. Our listeners very much look forward to what you're going to do with them every week, and it's part of their psychic development.
What are they all going to do, Elizabeth, and what is Ken, the producer, going to do the next 2 weeks whilst I'm away?
Well, this is it, what is going to happen. But I can tell you, next Sunday, I'm actually going to be in London, so our good friend Naz is going to be taking over the reins, and she's going to be doing the readings, but she's lined up a very special guest for next week, a lady called Barbara Micklejohn, who does a lot of shamanic work. And I know that Naz is going to be doing some psychic development with the listeners, and she's going to be basing it on a shaman-type exercise, the meeting your power animal. So it's going to be very, very different to what you would normally do, but very interesting as well. And then the following week, they're going to have to watch this space because we are... not sure just yet what we're going to be doing, but I'm going to come up with something a bit different for the listeners to participate in. But, you know, you need to get out there. You need to be in the USA and sharing your gifts on the other side of the world because you've got a lot to offer people. And I know, and I can put my hand on my heart when I say this, I've worked with you doing live stage shows. Of course, we've worked a lot on the radio together. You're brilliant at what you do, Mike. Your live stage shows, it almost seems to step you up a gear. And I know that anybody who comes to see you in America on your tour certainly won't be disappointed. I know you bring great evidence through. Not only do you bring messages from people from the spirit world and evidence from them, but information about people that will find it very useful as guidance and help. And also psychic predictions at times, you know, that can be utilised within their own life. So don't hesitate. If anybody's listening out there and you're umming and ahhing whether to come and see Mike and you are in the USA, just do it. Just get the tickets and go, because I promise you it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I'm really glad you're having the time off from our show. Of course, we will miss you, but you need to go and spread your gift around.
Most definitely. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for saying that. You know, it's absolutely amazing that you're saying all those wonderful things. But, you know, Elizabeth, you know, I feel exactly the same. You know, that this is a calling for me to go back to the USA. I have to go back. And it's, you know, I feel as if I'm going back to my roots, back to have, like, round two. You know, Elizabeth, I remember saying to you a long, long time ago, you know, it's like a dream come true for me to go over to America to work for the spirit world. But, you know, it's like having my dream come true all over again, because here we go for the second time around, you know. And I can't believe it's here. I can't believe it's up on us. And I can't believe that it's come so fast and so quick. I really, you know, can't understand.
You know, it's good that you feel that way, because one, it's because you feel passionate about what you do and you know it's a true calling. So that's why you sort of, the adrenaline's going now and you're feeling quite excited about it. Two, you know that you're going to be meeting new people, that very often spirits synchronize things for us and that we have chance meetings or things happen, especially when we go on a journey like that. So you know that it's going to be a special time and a memorable time in your life, and also that you're going to touch many people's hearts as you go to America, and that they make the connection not only with you but with their loved ones, and they get that unique experience from you. So it's a win-win situation. It really, really is. And how amazing to actually be able to have that opportunity to indulge in that, in something that you love, in a wonderful country. And I'm sure the weather's going to be brilliant as well, so that's another bonus.
No,
but it's just going to be a real, real lifetime chance to do that. And okay, this is the second time, which is a good thing, because you're kind of more prepared, because you know what to expect a little bit more about perhaps venues or audience sizes or what have you. And you can either sort of embrace that and look at even going back, like you said to Vince, your first caller, maybe come again at the end of the year or next year if the demand is there for me. And so you can look at that in that, okay, it's the second time, but it won't be the last time that I come. And it's really good to make links abroad and even look at perhaps doing some workshops and enlightening people, not only with a reading, but perhaps some teaching workshops to pass things over to them in your unique way.
Well, I know, Elizabeth, that you wasn't listening right at the beginning because you was dashing back to the studio, and I did say right at the very beginning, I will be doing workshops, I will be doing teachings, I will be doing readings, I will be doing gallery readings. So, you know, Elizabeth, you must be psychic, because you already know what I'm going to be doing over there before I actually get there. So, you know, absolutely amazing. And that is one thing I'm offering, is workshops, to kind of help people to connect to the spirit world. And this is not for somebody that's like, has never connected to spirit before. This is something that you can do, even if you've been a medium for a number of years, like yourself, Elizabeth, you know, because I believe that there's always something that we can learn, isn't there? So, you know, it doesn't matter if you've been a medium for the last 20, 30, 40 years. There's always something that we can learn, and I know that's something that I'm offering there. I know I'm offering that down at West Palm Beach in Florida, at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, just off Okeechobee Boulevard Street. It always makes me chuckle, Elizabeth, Okeechobee Boulevard Street.
What a place. What a lovely place to go. That sounds
absolutely amazing. But, you know, even Sailor Spiritual herself is so looking forward to sitting in the workshop that I'll be taking. So, you know, she has some wonderful energy. You know, she links to spirit absolutely perfectly. But she is so looking forward to sitting in that workshop there with me to maybe enhance her gift a little bit more. So it's not just for the unknown.
So for the beginner, it's not just what you're saying, really, is it's a very diverse workshop. that is going to lend itself to somebody who's just starting out in mediumship, or they're just interested,
yes,
or somebody that's been doing it for 2 or 3 years, or even somebody that's well established. You can all get something from it. And of course, we always continue to develop and learn, don't we? Within this, we're never going to know it all. Of course we're not. But we're always continuing. Our soul is always growing with it. And of course, you meet some new, really special people as you get out to these places, and like-minded people. And that brings about your own nurturing and, you know, helping with your own connection and your own development. And teaching is a fantastic thing to do, to pass over what you know. But then, of course, within that teaching realm, you learn something yourself. So you may come back with a new set of tools or new ideas that you want to share with people. I love Florida.
Oh, it's an absolutely amazing place, Elizabeth.
It's just a magical, it's a bit of a crazy place. You know, there's a lot going on, but the energy's good, the weather's good. I just love it. When I went, I was so lucky because I went to the big I Can Do It conference.
Yes.
Where there was a lot of inspirational speakers. There was people there like Dr. Wayne Dyer. The late medium Sylvia Brown was there as well. Life coaches like Cheryl Richardson. Of course, one of my people, obviously, I respect very much Doreen Virtue, who's the angel lady who's written many, many books and done her own oracle cards. I mean, she's got numerous packs of those. And Louise Hay. Oh, God, it was just the most amazing, amazing time, and unforgettable. You know, one of those real special times that stick out for you in your life. And you're going to go over there and create magical times for other people. And deservedly so, Mike. You deserve that, because you're always very grounded, you're always very humble, and you work excellently.
We have to try, don't we? And try is what we do of our best. It really is. But Elizabeth, should we take some calls? I know we've got lots and lots and lots of people online at the moment. So let's go to a song, and then we'll go to the phone lines. How does that suit with you?
That sounds great. I've got all my cards ready, or if anybody wants to ask a question about what's going on in their life, or even if you want me to link into your pet, if you've got a pet question, or your animal is not doing as well as you think they should be, I can also look at that situation around you. So, yeah, let's have a record on, and then we'll do some readings after that.
Okay, well, whilst we are listening to the record, as you know, I've got a dog called Marley, and I know that you've connected with Marley plenty of times, Elizabeth, and maybe people can call in and ask animal questions there to you, because I know that you are an animal communicator. But Marley has cut his lip, and I'm going to just leave her at that for now, and leave you. I just have a little thought there with Marley, and let me know of what you feel about Marley's lip after this song. So let me play this, sit back, and let me say that you all enjoy.
Oh,
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Media Show. I've got people here in the studio. We've got lots of people online waiting for readings. We've got some people there, lots of people in the chat room that's building up now. And, you know, I've just noticed we've got someone in the chat room called Sarah. Now, let me tell you all about Sarah. Sarah, she's going to die with embarrassment when I say this. She got red hair, and she is known as my sweet girl because she's going to give me sweets. Next time I see her, she's going to give me lots of sweets, Elizabeth, because I was taking a service down at Newcastle Emlyn down here in Wales, and I noticed they was eating sweets at the back, and Sarah had all the sweets. So what do you think I'd done, Elizabeth?
Helped yourself?
I did. I made sure she kept me a few for the end of the service, so thank you, Sarah, for that. I wouldn't tell everyone that she has a pink shed. It just came out. Sorry, Sarah. But I know that she has a pink shed in her garden. Isn't that fantastic?
That's lovely.
It is, you know, a pink shed. Absolutely amazing.
She must really love pink.
Cheeky you were, she says to me. Well, you know, Sarah, that's what I am. You know, you have to be out there, Elizabeth, don't you?
You're going to be out there if you've got a pink shed.
Well, you've got to be out
really?
There if you've got a pink shed. You really am, you know?
I bet you she's got one of these furry wheel, steering wheel covers on a car. I bet she's got a furry pink seat in a car. I bet she's pink mad and she's got powered by fairy dust on the back of the car.
Fairy dust. I love it. I love it. I really do. Well, maybe Sarah, you can let us know. Do you have a pink steering wheel?
Do you have pink fluffy dice?
She says it's not pink. It's not pink. So she doesn't have that in the car.
Just in the shed. Just for the shed.
Just in the shed. Just in the shed. Can't fault her. Okay, well, you're more than welcome for listening, Sarah. You really are. I know that's the first time that you've been able to get into the chat room. So you're welcome to be there. Thank you very much for tuning in. So let's go over to the phone lines here, Elizabeth, because I know there's unbelievable amount of people online at the moment. I thought it was going to be quiet for an Independence Weekend in America, but believe you me, it's probably the busiest phone lines we've had for a long, long, long time. So let's go to 651 and say, hi, 651. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi.
Can we take your name there, please?
Stacey.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
You, Stacey, where are you calling from there?
West Palm Beach,
you know, and it is just a week Wednesday. I will be at West Palm Beach myself, down at just off the Okeechobee Boulevard Street with Sarah Spurs. Do you know the place?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to be there from next Wednesday onwards. I know I'll be live in the iArt Studio Radios with Sarah Wednesday. And then that's where the workshops will be taking place there, Stacey, that we talked about in the beginning. With me and Elizabeth, I'll be doing some private readings there. I'll be doing some gallery readings. And to finish off the tour, I'm really looking forward to be working alongside Sarah. And it's called The Dynamic Duo. What do you think of that one, Elizabeth? A dynamic duo. Me and Sarah spiritual together.
It sounds absolutely perfect.
It is. It is. So, Stacey, can you tell us the reason why you called in for today?
In general, see what's coming up, you know.
Okay, well, let me make a start here with you. Let Elizabeth catch your breath, okay, because I know Elizabeth has been driving around quite frantically there. Stacey, would I be right in talking there to you about this gentleman I'm aware of here in the spirit world? This gentleman, I know that as he comes forward into your vibration, he makes me aware that he would link towards your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. He makes me aware that when he passed home to the spirit world, he complained of pains across his chest, he makes me aware, before he passed there. I know that this man is not all that old. I believe maybe is early to mid-50s of when he passed home to the spirit world. But I know that he makes me aware that he was a tough kind of a man. Whatever he had to say out, it would come, please or offend. I know that's the way he comes forward there, Stacey. Do you understand what gentleman's there for me?
Yes.
Like this, bless him, because he comes forward, and I know as he comes forward into your vibration, he says to me that, come on, my girl, we need to pick ourselves up. So I know that there's been a condition in your life this day, Stacey, where you've been feeling quite down within lately. You've been feeling quite as if I want to be pushed aside. Do you understand that you've been feeling pushed aside there, from what the best word of late? Yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. See, because, see, he makes me aware that, you know, sometimes, and I mean this within the greatness of respect to you, Stacey, you have to stick up for yourself. And I believe that you haven't really been doing that of late. You've kind of, you know, oh, well, what's meant to be will be, and let people do whatever they deem necessary. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and see what he makes me aware of. Stick up for yourself, girl. Do what's right for yourself. And, you know, you don't have to sit there and take every single bit of it. You are just as equal as myself, as Elizabeth. You're just as equal as everyone else in this world because you are loved. You're loved by those that loves you in the spirit world. You're loved by those that loves you in this life. And you are just as important as everyone else. It's about time that we started the wheels in motion there for what we feel it's right for us there, Stacey. Because I know that you've got so much going on in your life at the moment, so much to look forward to. You really need to get on with it. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, Stacey, I know I'm aware of upset, hurt, tears, lots of emotion in your life there, Stacey. Do you understand there's been lots of emotion in your life at the moment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is.
You know, for some reason, and I don't know why, but I want to say that you don't listen to them. Don't see, this is what this lady, this is what this gentleman tells, don't listen to them. Do you understand of this? Someone's trying to put you down there, Stacey, aren't they?
Yeah.
Don't listen to them. Okay, because I know I need to bring that out so clearly there for you to hear me. Don't listen to them. You do what you feel is best for yourself. And I know that your life will start planning out the way it's meant to, okay? Stacey, I hope that's helped you a little bit there. And please remember,
see
me when I'm over at the XPDDO Enlightenment Center. Come up and say hi, you know, because the one thing I do adore is when I'm out on tour is meeting the people that I would never have a chance to meet, and particularly people I've worked with on the radio. So, Stacey, please take a copy of that reading. Send an email over to Sarah, either at sarahspiritual@aol.com or even media@sarahspiritual.com, as simple as that. And, you know, remember, download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Stacey, and I say thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Okay, Elizabeth, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to 618 and say hi, 618. Are you there with us?
Yes. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, Venera.
Venera. Hi, Venera.
How
okay,
you
how are you doing there? Venera, just for the purpose of the call, is it? Just for the purpose of the call, is it, Venera? Can we ask you of where you're calling from?
Chicago.
Absolutely wonderful. Now I'm going to hand you straight over to my great friend and fantastic fellow worker there. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Elizabeth, I'm going to hand this one all over to you.
Hello, Venera.
Okay. Hi.
Hello. Lovely to talk to you today. I'm just using some oracle cards to have a look at what's going on around you. Is there anything in particular that you want to ask? Have you got any questions?
Yes, I do. I have applied for this program, and I was just hoping that, you know, I will get it. If I get it, they will pay for my educational debt, my loan. And I haven't heard anything. I'm a little nervous, so I'm just wondering. I think that I probably made the decision. This takes them a long time to get to us, so I'm wondering.
Okay, it's very interesting that you say that, Venera, because as I pulled some cards out ready, the first card that comes out for you is the card of the Sage. Now, the Sage is all about learning and increasing your knowledge over something. So I know that this is going to move forward for you quite quickly as things progress. And you've also got the card of the Inquirer next to that, and I think that I almost feel like they've forgotten you a little bit, and I think you need to be the one that contacts them, and that you.
I contacted them, and the lady told me. I contacted them 2 months ago. First time she told me, "Did you do everything we told you?"
Okay. What I feel is that.
And I said,
Go to Sorry. Them again, because I just feel like you do need to keep on with it and you do need to keep chasing them up. I feel that they are like overwhelmed with the amount of paperwork that they're trying to trawl through, and almost that's not going to help you very much. But by you keeping on to them, that you'll come a little bit nearer to the top of the pile and you will become sorted out. Because at the end of the day, what I'm seeing for you is that you're feeling obviously very confused and almost in limbo, because you don't know whether you're coming or going with this situation, and you do need
an answer. Yeah, I don't have to go anywhere. This is kind of like just money that they send to my
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's to aid you to go ahead and have this sorted out, and for you to be pushed in that direction. The card that comes out around that is a card that says plant the seed of a new template. So this is new beginnings. This is you getting off and opening a new door onto something. And so I very much see learning is going to be very strong in that for you. I also want to say to you to look out for somebody that's going to come around you with a name of either Jeanette or Jackie, but certainly a very strong female with the initial J. And I feel like draw her close to you, because she's going to be a really good confidant and a really good friend, and very helpful to you. I also feel that I want to send healing around somebody. Has somebody been having problems with pains in their leg or broken a bone or their ankle?
Oh, maybe.
Does that strike a chord with you? Because I'm also seeing something with pain and difficulty or circulation going down the right leg. So if you come across that for somebody, please encourage them to get that sorted out, because I feel like there's some unfinished business there.
Okay.
I also want to say, as I link into the spirit world, I feel the energy of a lady, but I'm not sure whether I want to call this lady auntie or your aunt, and you're her niece, because I get that feel around this person. I feel that this lady had been ill for around about 18 months to 2 years before she crossed over into the spirit world. I feel that she required a lot of medical intervention and a lot of treatment. Can you place who that is, Veranda?
Venera. No, I can't. I'm very sorry, but my aunt, both of my aunts are alive, and the people that have passed, normally did it so quickly. So, but I may not be aware. It might be someone in the extended.
Okay. Does that make any sense to you for anybody that passed over in that way, a lady?
No.
Okay. Just remember, like what you've said, I'll make inquiries and I'll ask in the family, because I just really get a very strong sense. And I would also say that I'd want to put the name of Sally or a female S name around that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So just remember that also.
Okay.
I also feel like somebody's been having a lot of trouble with either their dentist, or they're having a lot of trouble with their teeth, or a lot of pain in their jaw. Uh-huh. Do you understand that?
Is it somebody in my family?
Somebody around you, somebody very close to you.
I don't know. I'm very sorry. I have to go, and I'm probably going to check with my mom, but
That's
I'm not
okay.
really aware.
All right, just look out for that. And again, it's like get them to sort it out. Don't let it just fester around them. I also want to give you the name of Tom. Or Thomas, and again, I feel that that's going to become very significant to you, and I feel that you're going to later on have some dealings where somebody has got their own retail business, and that you're going to be helping out there, because they're going to be struggling as they start this business to get it off the ground, and you're going to throw a lot of light on that and a lot of logic, and you're certainly going to assist them in improving things, and even may look at their books or look at a financial situation around that as well. You've also got
a card here that's telling you to move away from a difficult situation in your life. And on the card is like a picture of like horns, like battle, like going into battle. So would you understand where things have been very difficult or awkward with somebody around you?
Uh-huh.
And it's saying to you, right, kind of like now come away from it and move away, because you need to start over. You need to start again, because you've got this wonderful card of create and activate your DNA, which is really nurture your inner self and do what it is that you've always planned to do and what you really, really love, because you're going to have the opportunity for that to come through now. And I also feel like in 2 years' time, there's going to be a big move for you, and that you're going to move a considerable distance away from where you're based currently. Okay? So I feel that that will be more towards where there is a big lake or even the sea, because I see a lot of water around that. So just bear that in mind. Spiritually,
not earlier.
I can't hear you very well, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's all right. I haven't got a very good Skype connection, so I didn't quite catch that. But I'll just carry on and tell you the next thing that I have here for you is that you've got a card that says seek the wisdom of your shamanic guides. And that means your spiritual development is very important, because there's going to be more opportunities now for you to not only meditate, but work with people that can really assist you in your own journey of learning in a spiritual way. So anything that's connected to spiritual development and psychic development, seek that out and start to work with that more, because you've got your own abilities and you've got your own gifts. But they very much show me that that's going to be very poignant around doing stuff with shamanic guides and working with totem animals, and you must be connected quite well with animals for me to see that.
Okay, awesome. Sounds great.
Okay, so work with that. I also, just before we close, want to give you the name of Helen. And I feel that that is going to be very significant too. But in answer to your original question about the funding you require and that, just keep knocking away at their door, literally, or calling them up, because I feel that that money will come for you and that you will have that opportunity. So I really see that that's going to take place. Okay.
Thank you.
I hope that's helped you, and thanks for getting in.
Thanks so much.
Okay, well, thank you, Elizabeth, for that beautiful reading. Thank you, Venera, for calling in. Venera, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives on Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, bye-bye.
I hope you've had a wonderful Independence Day. Thank you. Bye now. Okay, what a lovely reading there, Elizabeth. So let's go to our next song. Put your feet up and enjoy this one.
Silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. It
Welcome back. You've just joined us. Welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show for my last show here in the UK for the next 2 weeks. We will have Jonathan Brown sitting here in the studio taking your calls and your questions whilst I'm off on my tour to the USA. And if you want to get information of where I'm going to be, simply send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com. To find out all the information, or even send an email to sarahspiritual@sarahspiritualmedia.com and you get all the information, or even just send a message there, an email to Expedito Enlightenment Center, and I'm sure that you'll be able to find out all the information where I'm going to be. Check me out on my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium. I will be posting where I'm going to be each and every day and keeping you all informed there via the Facebook page. Elizabeth, hi.
Hiya, Mike.
Elizabeth, I did ask you earlier about Marley, about his lip.
Yes, you did.
Did you get anything on Marley's lip?
I just felt like he'd really, like, kiss it. I don't know if he got hold of a tin can or what it was. But I felt like he'd cut it, and I just felt like you've got to be quite careful because it felt to me like it was really, really sore and quite swollen.
Well, he's just come into the studio, Elizabeth, and he's probably going to say hi to you in a bit. And yes, it is quite sore. Bless his little heart. I think of what it is. I think he's trying to say, "Daddy, please don't go. Don't leave me." But, you know, that's what it is, isn't it? You know, he'll have his second daddy, so to speak. My nephew will be staying with Marley, and I think that they'll have a whale of a time when I'm gone. I'm sure they will. But, yes, you are right. It is quite sore, but I know you'll be fine.
He will be fine, and sometimes it's good, like, to have a little break because dogs particularly can start to suffer from separation anxiety, and because they get so linked in to us, and sometimes it's good for them to, like, realise that, yeah, you can go away, but you are coming back. And I'm going to send messages to Marley to explain to him that you're only going away for a small amount of time and that you will be back, and that he can enjoy his time with your nephew. And I'm sure your nephew will absolutely adore having him and taking him out and doing loads of fun things, because I know Marley is a real fun dog.
He is,
and he's a real bouncy, happy-go-lucky type of character. And so it'll be really good, like, for him to shed a bit of his love onto your nephew. And I know your nephew is going to really enjoy him. The problem will be he might not want to give him back, you know. He might be thinking, oh, I wish I'd got Marley at my house. Or it might encourage him to get a dog at some point. But dogs are amazing, aren't they? Because no matter if we've been out the house for 5 minutes or if we've been out the house for 5 hours, they're just always so pleased to see us when we come back in. And I love that. You know, even if you've only been out to the car because you've left your sunglasses in the car or something and you come back in, you get a lovely big greeting. And I believe that's because they're genuinely pleased to see you, not because they don't know the concept of time, because I believe they do know the concept of time. It's just that they're so straightforward in showing us their love. They don't need to be apprehensive about it, or they don't need to be looking at it that it would be inappropriate. They're always just happy to show people how they feel, and I always think that's quite magical and quite amazing. So never take your dogs for granted, you know. Always greet them in a happy way too. But yeah, it will be good. It'll be really good for him to enjoy the presence of your nephew, I'm sure. I think they're going to have lots of fun together. But Marley, you need to stop doing things where you're going to cut yourself, because your dad's going to go to the USA, you know, and he might just be saying, oh, Daddy, just feel a little bit sorry for me before I'm
you know, that's exactly what he's like. Now, by the power of magic, here, Elizabeth, okay, we're going to bring somebody else on into this call, and this is a lovely lady that I want you to say hi to. This is a lady called June. Hi, June, how are you doing?
Hello, Mike.
Thank you very much. How are you doing it, June? I know you've been stuck in traffic. That's why you're a little bit late coming in, isn't it?
Yes, it caused me at least 45 minutes of time. It was bumper to bumper. I went up into Maine to a church up there that I was invited to, where I'm going to be taking you.
Wonderful. Now, June, we do have Elizabeth online with us. So Elizabeth, meet June, and June, meet Elizabeth.
It's really lovely to meet you, June. I know that Mike has been singing your praises.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too, Elizabeth.
And I know he's so excited about coming over and going on this tour. And, yes, of course, if you're going to take him to this wonderful church, it sounds absolutely delightful. It really, really does.
It's a beautiful place. And it was a lot of fun. And Mike's going to really enjoy this, I know. I'm so excited. I'm trying to keep my vibrational frequencies down, but it's not happening.
No, you'll have a job on your hands there. You certainly will. And
I want you all to know out there that I'm going to take very good care of Mike. He's going to be well taken care of.
I'm sure he's going to absolutely lap that up, you know.
You know, Elizabeth, I just was going to say, I'll get my orders in now, ready, you know. I need bacon, eggs, sausages. Every morning, June, I need... I'm only joking, I really...
That doesn't scare me a bit.
You know, I'm so looking forward to being with you, June, and I can't believe it's just a few days now, you know. I remember saying to you, it's just a few months now, June, and then going to a few weeks, but now it's just a few days. I know that this time Wednesday, I will actually be there with you, you know, enjoying the next few days after that to come. And I know, June, you've been very busy in getting work out there. I know that you've got a few of the venues already sold out. So do you want to just tell us there, June, of where I'm going to be working? Where can people expect to see me? I know they can email you. They can email you at mikedavis@aol.com to find out the information. But do you want to just tell everybody now where we likely are going to be?
Yes, well, some people actually wanted private parties, so I went along with that idea. So I can't, those are sold out anyway, so.
Okay, perfect.
The rest of them, if they want to come to church with you, Mike, and they're going to be up in Maine, it's only about an hour and a half here from home. It's not that bad of a ride. I can give the address through the email. It's called the Spiritualist Church of Eternal Life, and it's up in Sabattis, Maine. And that's where we'll be going to do the church on Sunday.
I'm so looking forward to doing the church there, June. I really am, because, as I said, it was a dream come true last time to come out to America. But it's like a dream come true all over again. It's like, you know, I'm having my second chance here to be there. And this time I get the absolutely privilege and honor to work in a spiritualist church out in the USA. And, you know, it's going to be an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to do just that with you.
Yes, it'll be fun.
So we have two private parties booked and sold out. We have the church up in Maine to do. And what else is coming around there, June?
Well, right now, I'm not sure. I'll let you know that tomorrow. But I am waiting for people out there to email me. And let's have some emails, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Well, I know that we just had Vince on. Vince had a lovely reading day with myself there, June. I know that he's in Los Angeles, and he was asking, am I going to Los Angeles? And I did tell him to send an email to you, June, because, you know, it's not just an email where you can find out where I am. Maybe an email to request of where they want to see me, maybe later on in the year or maybe even next year. I know by the, you know, between the two of us, collectively, we can bring this thing together, can't we, most definitely.
Oh, absolutely. I think this time around it's going to be meeting people and from these private parties and from this coming here, Mike, you'll be meeting others, and I think I really feel that you'll be back here in 6 months or less. I bet you will.
Well, I hope so, June. I really do, because, you know, to work with the energy of the spirit world alongside your energy is going to be absolutely amazing. You know, it's going to be a feeling that's second to none. And I know that a great friend of ours, a mutual friend, actually, that I introduced you to not so long ago, a lady called Simone, is going to be joining us on one of those dates, either with yourself or down at West Palm Beach in Florida. But she's already posted that to Facebook, that she's going to be making the journey either towards Maine or to Florida. which I'm really looking forward to meeting Simona. And Simona, Elizabeth, is a quite a highly regarded celebrity there in the USA. She's worked in 19 movies. She's done 18 TV series and films, and been on many covers of magazines and everything else. She's an absolutely amazing lady. She really is.
People would be able to see two stars now, wouldn't they?
Wow. Of course, if you were going to be there, they're going to see you. You know, you are a star yourself, because not only have you, you know, are you able to connect to spirits, but June, you've also written a book there, haven't you?
Yes, my husband and I. Jerry is in spirit, and he and I were married 34 years, and Jerry... And I got together with some psychic mediums here in the USA and put a book together with the mediums asking Jerry questions, and he has his own chapter. It's called Love After Life, The Birth of a Medium, and it's on Amazon.com, being sold there. Thank you, Mike.
That sounds like a really inspiring book there, June.
Elizabeth. It's a wonderful love story. Can you imagine, Elizabeth, being... this is a love story. I think it's one of the greatest love stories ever told, that spirit would reach from the other side. And there's more to it, by the way, than I'm sharing right now. So I'm going to say stay tuned. There's going to be a second book, and I will share it on Mike's show when it's time. I'm not ready yet to divulge that. But when the time comes, Mike will be the first to know. In fact, Mike already does know, but we're waiting. Mike and I are waiting.
Most definitely, most definitely. Well, it's going to be an absolutely amazing time. June, I know that you need to get yourself sorted there. I know that you need to eat. I know that you had a horrendous journey back home.
Oh, yeah. Mike, you don't mind sleeping on the couch, do you?
Sorry, I missed that. Do you say that again?
I says, you don't mind sleeping on the couch, do you?
Oh, most definitely not. No, you know, I'll sleep under the canopy, June. I will sleep wherever. Wherever.
Well, I'm sending love and blessings to everyone out there. And Elizabeth, it was nice meeting you. I'd love to talk to you some more. But I have to go get something to eat. I haven't had lunch.
You go and do just that, June. And remember, everyone, if you want to find out information where I am going to be working or where you would like to see me working in the very near future, send that email to mikedavistour@aol.com. And Davis is spelled as D-A-V-I-E-S, mikedavistour@aol.com. June, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to be here with us. I know that you're very busy in sorting out things and organizing things. But thank you very much for being here today with us, June. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, June, and have a fantastic time over the next couple of weeks with Mike. You're going to really, really enjoy it. I know you are.
Oh, thank you. Everybody can keep in touch. If they listen, Mike, do you mind if we tell people if they want to, once you get here, they can still go ahead and email. But, you know, if they want to send an email, we'll answer some fan mail, Mike.
Of course, send those emails, you know, keep sending them, never mind just to find out where I'm going to be, or whether it's to find out where you want me to be, or whether it's just a message to you know, say whatever you want in wishing me well whilst I'm over there. And remember, I want to meet and greet as many people as I possibly can, because, as I said, it's a chance in a lifetime, but it's the second time for me to make this trip, and I'm so looking forward to it. June, keep those emails open. I'm sure that you're going to be more than busy replying to all them emails that's coming your way. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on.
You're welcome. Bye, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.
You take care, June. Bye now.
Bye now. Okay, Elizabeth, there. Before we go back to the phone lines, I need to play this other song here for you, so let me just say sit back and enjoy.
Took these midnight strangers.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Elizabeth, I don't want to waste any more time. Let's go straight back to the phone lines, yeah?
Okay, that's good.
Okay, and let me go to, I know that we've got a call in, and it's not an American number, so I'm going to pick up the call. It's 135. It's starting. Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Hello?
Hi, yes, can we take your name there?
Yes, it's Hello, Mary. Yes. I'm calling from Ireland.
Mary from Ireland.
Yes,
hi, Mary.
Right.
How are you doing there?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You know, the pleasure is all ours, Mary. And, you know, it's quite strange that you're calling in from Ireland because out in November, I will be out in Ireland myself doing some wonderful work there for the spirit world. I think it's out in Cork. I'll be working. I'm not sure. But I'm sure it's in November. So, Mary, what was the reason that you called in for?
So, I what part of Cork and when your shows are they for the public or?
Okay, Mary, it's a bit of a bad line there. We didn't quite catch that.
Okay. I'm actually calling from Cork, Mike.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, well, Mary, let me work with you. Okay, was it just a general reading that you was looking for this evening?
Could I just ask you a question?
You can ask me a question, yes, if you want.
Yeah, I've had about 10 years of horrendous harassment from five members of my family.
Okay.
And I've actually had to leave my home at the end of last year, and what's the reason for it, and if it will come to an end, if you can, Mike.
Okay, you know, the pleasure will be all mine there, Mary. Let me make a connection to the spirit world for Mary and see what comes through or who comes through.
Thank you.
Maybe they can answer that for you, okay? And Mary, let me start off by talking to you of a lady that I have here with me from the spirit world. This lady, she makes me aware that when she was with us in this physical life, that she makes me aware that she carried a bit of weight with her, bless her heart, before she passed on to the spirit world. She does make me feel that she would have been quite a nicely rounded lady in the build of her body. She does make me aware that before she passed, that she would have been quite restricted, I want to say, because I'm seeing her lying down, and I believe that she would have spent the latter part of her life there, Mary, confined to a bed or a chair or something before she passed, because I know that she's restricted. She does make me aware that there's hospital connections there with her, so I know that when she left from this life, she was either in and out of the hospital for a while before she passed, or she actually did pass in the hospital there, because I'm aware of hospital and machinery there. I believe that this lady would tie towards your mum's side of your family there, Mary. Do you understand who I have here with me?
I actually think it might be my mother's aunt.
Okay, bless her. Okay. And would I be right in saying to you, if this is the lady you're thinking of, your mother's aunt there, then she would have been, there would have been people with her when she passed from this life, because I know she makes me aware she was when she passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I would do, yeah. Now she's been gone for quite a long time.
Okay, Mary, let me just give you what she's come for, because I'm saying to her, you know, what's going on in Mary's life? You know, why has it been so difficult? And she tells me there that, you know, that you've got such a big heart yourself. You're so much of a kind of a caring kind of a lady. You'll kind of do anything for anyone. Do you understand of that?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay. And she wants me to say to you that because of the way you are in your nature, you allow people to take advantage of you sometimes, Mary. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and she says to me, this is the reason why it's been as bad as it has been, okay? But now we've gone around it the right way, okay? So I believe that you've employed either like lawyers or solicitors or something, and you've employed people to kind of work alongside you to kind of get over the situation. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I have to get this.
Okay. Okay, Mary, I'm just going to say what I've got to say. So long as you can hear me, because I know the line is quite bad of my end there. But she makes me aware that it's been difficult there for you. But I want to say that, you know, by the end of this year, things will change in your life quite dramatically. I feel I want to be, like, this feeling of being released. I know that I'm feeling this feeling of I can breathe a sigh of relief, and I can finally walk on my head, Eldai, because I've got nothing to bow my head about. Mary, I do believe I want to talk to you about starting up something yourself. I don't know if it's like some kind of business plan that you have, or you want to go forward in something, because I believe I'm starting to manifest something now for my future. And I want to say that, you know, it's not being greedy, it's not being taking too much. You just need to be more focused in your mind and kind of do exactly what you feel is right and whatever the spirit world inspires you. Because I know that you're quite in tuned there, Mary, to the spirit world. Is that right?
Oh, very much so, Mike.
Bless your heart. See, because this lady has come forward to let you know that, you know, that you're not alone. You're very much loved and cared for by those that's in the spirit world. And Mary, may I be right in saying that your dad is there as well in the spirit world? Is that right? Because I keep hearing the name of, or the word dad that keeps coming in.
Oh, yes, my dad is gone.
Okay. And I know that I want to talk to you about this gentleman here. And would I be right in saying to you that as he comes forward, that he makes me feel that I'm such a the kind of man that was a very straight-laced man. Whatever he had to say out, it would come, please or offend. And I know that he comes forward in this manner of being direct. And I feel there, Mary, that you've had to find yourself being direct yourself with certain things in your life of late there. And you're kind of starting to feel a little bit better in yourself because you finally got it off your chest. Is that right?
That's very right.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. You know, Mary, I could work with you all night. I really could because there's such a loving energy that comes from the spirit world, okay? I know that, you know, we govern by time on the show, but I know I need to say that to you that there's certainly a younger element that wants to come through, maybe of like a child that's in the spirit world that you would recognize that, in fact, I want to say didn't live in this life too long. I believe that this child would have just touched this earth, I feel, for maybe just a few weeks, maybe a few months, but I won't go much older than that, and I believe I would have crossed straight home to the spirit world. Do you understand of a young child that would have passed like this there for me?
Well, my sister died when she was just 2 months old, but she's been gone, you know, over 50 years.
Okay, absolutely perfect. Well, know that your sister has made her effort to be with us this evening, to be around you, to try and uplift the vibration, you know. You're never alone there, Mary. They're okay. Always side by side there with you, you know. I look forward to coming out to Ireland to come out and actually meet you. And remember, you know,
I'd
keep in via the Facebook page of Mike Davis Medium, and I'm sure within the fullness of time that we'll have that opportunity to meet up. But remember, you can still call in any time you want. You're on Mike Spirit FM. But remember, download a copy of that reading, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there, Mary.
Mike, thank you so much. You're very good. Thank you.
The pleasure is all mine. It really is. Have a wonderful evening there now. Bye now. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone line, dear Elizabeth, and let's go to area code 201 and say 201. Hi, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you guys?
Doing very well, thank you. Can we take your name there, please?
Sure, it's Shalina.
Shalina?
Yes.
Okay, Shalina, I'm going to hand you straight over to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Hello, Shalina.
How are you? Hi, Elizabeth.
I'm really good, thank you. And is there anything in particular you want me to look at for you in your reading?
I need to know where you see my relationship going. Is it going to end? Do you see it getting better? I'm just so confused.
Okay, so you want to focus on relationships. Okay, I'm going to do that for you. Could I just pass you on to Mike just for just about 30 seconds?
Sure.
Because unfortunately, I've just got to answer the door. I'm really sorry, so I'm just going to hand you over to Mike, but I will literally only be 30 seconds.
No problem.
Okay.
Well, let me continue on here, Shalina. Let me make a connection there for you, and maybe Elizabeth can come in on that connection in a second there. But I do believe I want to talk to you of a lady that I have you with me in the spirit world, a lady that would be very slight of her build before she passed on to the spirit world. And the reason why she seems to be so slight is because I know that she would have lost quite a lot of weight there before she passed on to the spirit world, because she tells me there that she had a condition that she would have that would have made her lose lots of weight before she passed. Now, she does make me aware of being of a nice age, and whatever a nice age is, I don't know, but she makes me aware of being of a nice age, and I believe I want to say that to you, like my mid-70s, I feel 74, 75 maybe, when I crossed over to this world of spirit there. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me?
Maybe my grandmother.
Okay, your grandmother. And is this grandmother you're thinking of on your mum's side, bless her?
Yes.
Bless her, because I know that she makes me aware of being up on mum's side of the family. So now I have your grandmother that wants to make a communication here with you. And as your grandmother comes forward, you know, she wants me to see that you dry up the tears. Would you understand that you've been getting yourself all worked up of late? Is that right?
Yeah.
And I know, see, as you've been getting yourself all worked up, it's almost to the point to where I feel here that, you know, it's everybody else is doing, isn't it? Because I feel that, you know, that it's like you know, how do I put it across there to you? It's like as if other people keep having a go at you all the time for no reason at all. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And, you know, you've come to the end of your tether with this, is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much true, yeah.
And I know that you've been kind of like, you've been like kind of consulting with the spirit world about this. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, bless
much.
You. And she tells you that she's been listening to every word that you have to say there. She's been listening to what you've been doing and how you've been dealing and addressing these situations and conditions there, because she wants me to say that, you know, you've got nothing to bow your head about. So why would I see that you've been feeling a certain element of guilt to do with this? Do you understand of that?
Because, you know what, I'm not really sure where my relationship is headed, and we have a daughter, and I guess the guilt is because if we were to break up, that means we would break up her family, and I guess that's where the guilt is coming in.
Okay, because I know that I want to say that you, that this, you know, that there's a certain element of guilt, okay, and, you know, you shouldn't be feeling guilty because it's not your doing. Do you understand that it's not your doing? You're kind of picking up the pieces from... something that's already been, and let me just use the word broken. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see, because I know that's exactly what she makes me aware of, that you're kind of picking up the pieces, and it's like as if you have to tread so carefully because you don't want it to fall by the wayside, because you don't want this to happen. And let me just use the words again to you. Do you understand that this is a, you know, the breakup of the family has happened once before, and she doesn't want it to come around again. Does that make sense to you?
My parents separated when I was 20.
Okay.
And they were together for like 26 years.
Okay, bless. Okay. And, you know, it must be a very difficult situation. And, you know, I've been fortunate because, you know, my parents are still together. They're still here in this life with us. But I know that I want to say to you, you know, I can sympathize with you in some ways because I do understand from something else that I've been through in my life where there has been that parting and the difference of an upbringing. And I believe that I want to say that to you, you know, all you want to do is to keep your family together intact, because I know that you want better if you want. I'm not saying that there's been bad for anyone that's ever suffered a breakup in their family, but, you know, you want better for your family than what you ever had. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, bless your heart. Okay, you know, I want to say that you there. Do you understand that of the like healing potential? You work on a healing vibration sometimes. Do you understand
yeah.
this? Okay.
Yes.
Because I know that I'm aware that my hands are getting very warm and clammy, and I know whenever that they do that, that tells me of the healing vibration and of the healing around your life there. Okay. Why would I talk to you about it will come together? Now, what, I don't even know what I mean by that. Would you understand if I said to you that you've been going through some kind of like paperwork today, trying to reorganize? I don't know whether it's to do with like financial stuff that you've been trying to pull together, but it will come together. Do you understand why I would say that to you now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And this has been something that you've been quite concerned about, isn't it? And I believe now that we've got it all in order, now we've put the paperwork all in order, that it'll finally come together, but you have to be stronger in yourself. And, you know, sometimes we have to adjust our lives to make it fit and to make it right. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, bless your heart. Okay. You know, I do believe I want to talk to you here in some way about... You've been trying to find guidance for a long time, is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know if this is the first time for you to call into the show or the first time for you to listen to the show or something, but I want to say that you're glad that you've made that effort to be with us today in making that first step, because I know that now you've made that step, it's like onwards and upwards, and forwards you go from here on in. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, very much.
Okay. Who's William? Because I keep hearing the name of William.
Past or here?
Well, I hope it's past because I'm hearing it.
Okay. There's a William I know here.
Okay, I want to say there's a William in the spirit world that would connect there with you. Now, let me talk about your father's side of the family there, because I want to link towards your father's side of the family. And I want to connect with the name of William. Now, your father, would he be from quite a large family there, bless him? Okay, because I know I want a large family. And I could even go into, like, double figures, like 11 or 12 of them there within that family. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of members of his family.
Bless, okay. See, because I know that the William would connect there as well. And there's more boys than girls, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know that there's more boys than girls, and I know that's where the William connects. Well, I hope that reading has helped you a little bit there, Selena. But, you know, remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM and listen to it over and over and over again. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Is she back on the line? Did she come back?
I am back. I'm so sorry for the interruption. I did pull some cards out for you, Selena, there. And if... with Mike's permission, if I could just go through those for you, because you might find them helpful.
If we can just do that very quickly then, Elizabeth, because we've got lots of people online.
Okay, very quickly. I think that one, the cards that I've pulled, I've got Start Anew and Begin Again, and also Bring Peace to Troubled Waters. So I know, Spirit Sea, there's been a lot of problems going on around you, and a lot of, it's almost like two people butting heads. You know, and I do feel that it would be very beneficial for a third party to come in and maybe go for like some relationship type counselling so that you can both put your stories and your feelings over in a very neutral environment there. The other thing I want to reassure you over is children, because children are very resilient. And that's really good, because if at the end of the day you do decide that you are both going to part and go your separate ways, please don't feel too guilty about your daughter and how she feels about it, because I know from what I'm being shown that you're an excellent mother and that you're an excellent carer for your little girl. And I know that you'll do absolutely everything right for her, and that you will bring her up in such a way that it really, really will be okay for this to happen if need be, and that she will come out of it relatively unscathed. Going on my own experience, Selena, I've been through a divorce myself, and I've got three children, and fortunately, they're all good, they're all stable, and they all have good careers, apart from the one who's still at school, of course. And I want to reassure you where that is concerned. But I do see that there can be amendments made where talks can take place and that you can gain ground there. But I also see that it might be beneficial to come away from each other, even if it's only temporary, just so that you both get some breathing space and that you can have adult-type conversations where things don't get too heated. I also want to say to you, look out for somebody by the name of Marie or Maria, because I see them coming around you in a very positive way as a way of help. And also the name of Jenny or Jane will also be helpful here for you. So I hope that little bit of insight gives you something to think about. But if anything happens, please don't feel guilty, because I know you'll handle it very, very well indeed. Okay, Selena.
Okay.
You keep in touch with the show, but I know that there is a situation where you can mend this, and you can, with the right tools, get things back on track if it's both what you want.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You keep in touch with Mike's show and let us know how you get on.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You take care now.
Bless your heart.
Bye, guys.
But download a copy of that reading, Marcy. Thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too.
Okay, Elizabeth, before we go to the next song, let me remind everyone how they can get hold of me, how they can follow me on tour when I'm out in the USA in just Wednesday. I'll be there Wednesday. You need to send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com or even send an email to media@sierraspiritual.com. It's as simple as that. But let's just put your feet up and let me say enjoy.
Hey, come on, get it. with it. Help, help me. How are you gonna do love this way? I work so hard for you every day. While you're out late night, doing what you do, chilling with me, while I'm sitting at home. Come on with it.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
I just can't rely on you.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, wonderful co-worker, a lady that I've had more than once having the pleasure of meeting and working alongside on a live demonstration. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I love that record that you just played. That's one of my favourites.
You know, and mine, you know, the first time I heard it was well, actually not that long ago, because it is relatively a new song. And, you know, Elizabeth, we spoke a little while ago of things that changed in my life. And, you know, I was saying to you, you know, it seems to be difficult that, you know, I haven't had time to do anything because life just got busier because my life changed. And, you know, after speaking to you and you said to me, you said something which I'm not going to say live on air because that would be wrong of me. You said, Michael, you need to do a particular thing. So I came home from work one evening and I kind of shut the phone off. Shut everything down, everything. And I thought, I'm going to switch the TV on for the first time in like 3 weeks. Do you remember this conversation we had?
Yeah, absolutely.
I switched the TV on and there was a program on and it was at the end of a program. And Paloma Faith was right at the end of the program and she performed that song right at the end of that show. And I listened to it.
I saw the show. Brilliant.
Well, it's the first time that I actually sat down because, you know, things, I'm going to go into what happened because that wouldn't be fair. But, you know, she performed it live and I thought to myself, oh my God, if I ever have had any inspiration off the spirit world, then was the time I had it, you know, because it's absolutely perfect, wasn't it? Very fitting to the conditions that was in my life at that time. Thankfully, those conditions are not with me anymore. You know, we kind of learn to adjust. We learn to deal with whatever we need to. And I thought to myself, from from listening to Paloma Faith was absolutely amazing. You know, it was like a light bulb moment, so to speak. Do you know what I mean, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. And I know that very often spirit talked to us through music and through records. You could be in the car and just switch your stereo on, and you may have been having a bad day or had some bad news or whatever it might be, and you might be even thinking about somebody who's crossed over into spirit, and then their favourite record comes on, or there's a message within the lyrics of a song that resonate, and it always happens. And sometimes, I don't know if you get this, Mike, when I do readings for people, sometimes I get a song that comes into my head, and I'll say, oh, I've got this song, and it might be by the Beatles, or whatever band, whatever genre of music, or whatever era that it was in, and it might be a song that I haven't heard for years and years, you know, but the lyrics make sense, or they say, oh, yeah, because that was my mom's favourite artist, or whatever it might be. So
definitely,
spirit do use music, and of course we should use music to sometimes de-stress and sometimes to alter our brain chemistry.
You know,
now let me tell you something. You know, if you remember some of the bands that you loved, maybe as a teenager, some of the music of maybe it's the 70s or the 80s or the 90s, but a time in your life where you're really happy and things were really good for you. If you're having a bad day or a bad time, just seek those songs out. Easy these days, because you can just download Spotify onto your computer, so you can get them all for free. You don't even have to own the CDs or the records. And if you just put that music on of something you loved, your brain chemistry will alter. Memories of that time will come flooding back. And let me tell you, I know it's true because I've done it time and time again. When I went through a really bad relationship split, and I don't mind talking about it because we all have to grieve and we all have to heal and we all have to move on, and that's very important. One day I just didn't feel like doing everything. You know when you have a day when you feel really sorry for yourself and really
yes.
self-absorbed, and it's all going wrong, and why me? What have I done to deserve it? And we all get like that because we're only human, and occasionally, you know, we get these dark times. Anyway, it was really dark, and I made myself go and put a record on, and it was music, and it was 80s music that I really loved, but I hadn't heard this particular album, which was like what we call ska music. It was like The Beat and The Specials and Madness and all those bands, and I put it on. And do you know, within 20 minutes, I was singing away and I was bopping away. My horrible, dark mood had lifted. And I almost did it as an experiment to see if it worked, because it really took everything I'd got within myself to go and actually do it. But I thought, no, just try it. What have you got to lose? So music can be an amazing healing tool as well. You know, but I tell you what, get Paloma Faith's new album, because I got it for Nigel for Father's Day,
yep.
And the music, the songs, the lyrics, they're just super. So do you know what? If you want to download that onto an iPod for your long journey to America, because you're going to be on that plane for 10 or 11 hours to Florida, just listen to her CD. You're going to love it.
You know, Elizabeth, I'm going to play a little bit of a song. I'm going to play the old song because I want to go back to the phone lines. We've only got 15 minutes left of the show. But you're talking about music, about how much it uplifts us. And, that, you know, before I go out and do a demonstration somewhere, I always like to listen to a particular song because it alters my mood straight away. So I think whether I've had a good day or a bad day or anything differ, this song really uplifts the vibration. I'm just going to start playing a few little bits of it and see if you recognize. Okay.
I get wings to fly, oh, I'm alive.
And that's all I need to listen to, Elizabeth, and it just changes the mood straight away.
Oh, that is beautiful. What a lovely voice. Who is the lady singing that?
That's Celine Dion, and the song is called I'm Alive. So, you know, as you're talking about Spotify, find that on Spotify, I'm Alive by Celine Dion, because it uplifts my mood straight away. And I know whenever I play that, it kind of gives me that feeling, you know, of that amazement that the spirit world comes through. And, you know, I'll let everybody into a little secret. Before I do any radio show, 9 times out of 10, I play that song, or whether I'm singing it to myself in my mind, or whether I play the song, because it uplifts my vibration straight away.
That's amazing. And it's almost like your theme now for your show, and before you, part of your preparation, you're opening up. Because when you link into spirit, or you're doing any mediumship, it's really good to have like a little routine or a little prayer or something that you do in preparation to do your work, you know. And I have like a little prayer that I say to myself, and I imagine my third eye opening up. But it is good to use music. I do favour as well some of the healing and spiritual music by a guy called Llewellyn. So if anybody wants to find some relaxing music, Llewellyn is superb. Does a lot of healing music, a lot of Reiki music, but it's really, really good stuff. So that's something else if you want to just go into yourself, relax and close your eyes. Put some of Llewellyn's music on as well. I don't know if you can hear it, but I've had Llewellyn music playing on all the way in the background because that helps me to connect to spirit as well. So very, very interesting. But the one song, and I'll very quickly say this, you know, on my radio show, the Spiritual Calling Show?
Yeah.
Ken at the end often plays this record, and again, have a listen to it because it's a bit of a mad record, but it will make you feel all energised.
Yeah.
And he plays Madness One Step Beyond.
I know.
He plays it like, oh, we've had a great show and let's go out on a high. And it just makes you feel all motivated and like happy to sort of go out and, yay, it's been a good day. So that's a good one to raise your vibration.
Absolutely perfect. Okay, Elizabeth, we've got about 12 minutes left of the show. I want to try and squeeze in another reading if we can.
Good, that would be great.
People have been on hold for a long, long, long time. Let's go to area code, where am I, 412, and say, hi, 412, are you there with us?
Yes, I am, hi.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
My name's Robinette.
Sorry, I missed that. What was it?
Robinette.
Robin.
Robinette.
Okay, Robinette. Okay. And where are you calling from, Robinette?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, perfect. Okay, Elizabeth, do you want to start with this one and we'll just go quickly, maybe just one card and then I'll take over and then we'll probably be at the end of the show.
Okay, hello, Robinette.
Hi.
Hi, lovely to talk to you today. Straight away, I'm pulling some cards out for you. And I've got the union card. I've got two people coming together. So you've either got a new relationship coming in for you, or you've got a really strong friendship that's going to happen very, very soon. And I certainly see that, Robinette, in the next 4 weeks, okay?
Thank you.
I hope that gives you a little bit of something to look forward to there, because they tell me you've been feeling quite down and quite despondent over things lately, and that over the last sort of 8 to 10 weeks you haven't been having a very good time. Do you understand that, Robinette?
Yeah, you're so right.
And they show me that, but I know somebody really good and really healthy is coming in around you, and that's going to really lift your mood and lift your spirits. I've also got the card of the scales. Now, the scales can reflect a legal matter, and it's very important at the moment to look at documentation and contracts. Make sure that you read the small print as well, really thoroughly, or even get something overseen by a solicitor. So I don't know if that's happening around you just now, or it's just about to come up for you. Do you understand that?
I'm going through it now.
You're going through it now? Then
yes.
Let me pull another card about that situation for you to give some advice. Oh, I've got a lovely card around that. I've got the Warrior. That really is saying to you, you're looked after, you're protected, but you need to resume a leadership role where you've got to really stay strong and stand up for yourself, because the Warrior has a sword. The sword can be a little bit of going into battle, but no, you're going to win the fight. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And that's what you need to hear. You know, you need to have your voice heard, and you need to go at it with a lot of passion and conviction. Just go for it. Go for it. Don't back down is what I'm being shown. Stand your ground. Look out also for the name of Peter, okay? Because okay. I hear that name, and when that person comes along, again, grab hold of them because they're going to be very, very useful and very good for you.
Okay. You said his name's Peter?
Yeah, I get the name Peter.
Okay.
Okay. Also, the sage is here, which is go on to do some new learning. So there may be a new course that you want to learn something new. That's going to be good for you a little bit later on. I see that around the time of October this year. And also, you've got the birth card, which is new beginnings. I want to say there's lots of light at the end of the tunnel, so don't give up on anything. Just keep the faith because things are going to move forward. And once they do move forward, they're going to move forward very quickly for you. You're coming out of the dark time now, Robinette, and things are going to improve. And do you know what? By the time we get to November, you're feeling so much better and you're feeling so good about everything. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I hope that's helped you.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Anything you want to add about that, Mike?
Yeah, most definitely. Hi, Robinette.
Hi.
You know, Robinette, I do believe that I want to talk to you of someone that comes forward from the spirit world that connects there to you. And this is of a lady that I feel instantly that she would makes me aware that it's cancer that she passed on to the spirit world, because I know it's something that's sparked off a cancerous kind of a condition there with me. So now I've got a lady there with you that passed on to the spirit world with a cancer kind of condition. She makes me aware that she would link towards your family. I believe it's towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. And I believe that this lady was a very much of a giving kind of a lady. She'd always give her last to anyone rather than see anyone go without. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me in the spirit world there, Robinette?
That was my mother. That was my mother.
And, you know, if I said to you that you've been waiting for your mum to come through for such a long time, do you understand of this?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay, because she makes me aware that you've been asking for her to come through and you've been waiting patiently for her to come through. And as I've seen you on the phone lines, you've been on hold for nearly an hour. You know, I do believe that I want to say that to you that, you know, she's been waiting patiently there for you. She says to me here that, you know, she understands of these things, Robinette, that's going on in your life at the moment. She sees the difficulty. She sees the heartache that's going on within your vibration. And what she tells me is there, Robinette, is that you stay strong, because if she was with us in the physical body, she would kind of make you be strong, make you be connected in your life at the moment. She says this to me, you know, and obviously I can hear you getting emotional, and you know, I really don't want to upset you, but I hope that there's tears for joy, knowing that your mum is there with you. From the spirit world, protecting you and guiding you every single step of your way. But you know what she tells me is, if she was here with us, she would pick up the pieces and like kind of patch you back together and get you back out there fighting strong and fit once again. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that was her.
Bless her heart, okay? Robinette, I want to thank you dearly for calling in. For allowing me and Elizabeth to connect to the spirit world and have that wonderful information there for you. But she says this to me, you know, that she is repeatedly around your life. She doesn't want me to go. She says to me about, tell her about that she keeps waking up all the time. And would I be right in saying to you that you're only like sleeping maybe an hour or two at a time, so that you're waking up after an hour or two of sleep every single night for the past few weeks there? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't that just prove to you there conclusively that your mum is here with us, communicating, giving us the information that you need in your life to move forward? Robinette, I want to say that to you. Thank you very much for calling in. Remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bless you now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, I just want to say there to everyone that's listening, that has called in, I do apologize that we haven't got time to get to any more of you. But remembering, the show will still be going on next week with my great friend, Jonathan Brown, will be sitting in the hot seat here for me, taking your calls, answering your questions, whilst I am over in the USA, doing my tour of the USA, and I will be in the states of Maine, Boston, and all the surrounding areas there, and then going down to West Palm Beach. If you want information of where I'm going to be, or if you want information of just to keep in touch with me whilst I'm over in the USA, send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com. And remembering, if you want to see me in a place near you, then send that email to mikedavistour@aol.com. And you know, Elizabeth, saying that, we've had an email in from a lady from Denmark asking me would I please go over to Denmark and do some lovely work over there. So, you know, that's something I'm looking forward to in the near future. So, you know, send those emails. And don't forget, media@sailorspiritual.com. All that remains for me to do is to thank you dearly, Elizabeth, from the bottom of my heart for coming on to the show here today and just ask you one simple question. Would you come on again?
Anytime you ask, you know I'll be there for you, Mike. And you just have a fantastic time in the USA. They're going to love you. We all love you here. We're going to miss you, but we're really, really glad that you're going, because you're going to spread your lovely light around. And I know it's going to be great for anybody who attends.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth. That's so kind of you to say those wonderful words. But, you know, I intend and work my hardest when I'm out there to bring people the evidence that life continues beyond that death, that physical body. All that remains for me to do is to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.